The family approached the High Court after the police barred the planned march, arguing that it would infringe on other people's rights. Family lawyer Kenneth Masie told Studio 7 that Justice Clement Piri granted the order, saying it was the family's constitutional rights to demonstrate peacefully.
He cited that, in terms of the Constitution, Section 59, there was an unfettered right that was given to the citizens of Zimbabwe to petition and demonstrate. And, the only qualification there was that the demonstration should be peaceful. So basically that's what he insinuated in his judgment.
Family representative Patson Zamara told journalists the commemorations are meant to send a message to the government that forced disappearance should not persist in Zimbabwe. He said Zimbabweans, especially young people, must take a stand and make sure that disappearance stop, as anyone can become a victim.
It's time for all youths to rise above partisan politics and indifference, because our future is certainly at stake.
He said people are expected to gather at Africa Unity Square and then march peacefully along Jason Moyo to Rotenrohr, Samora Machel, First Street, Nelson Mandela Avenue, and back to Africa Unity Square for prayers. Later in the day, a documentary and song to honor the missing activist, compiled by Patson himself, will be unveiled at the Anglican Cathedral. Patson Zamara said life without his brother has been very difficult, and the family is now struggling to cope but remained hopeful that he would return one day.
Our emotions constantly oscillated between hope and despondence. Itai is still missing, and that is heart-rending.
Itai's wife, Shefra, said their two kids were equally worried and always asking about their father. Dick Frey, who worked with Itai Zamara in the Occupy Africa Unity Square project, said though work without the political activist had been very difficult, the group had re-strategized and was carrying on with his work. Itai Zamara Trust Chairperson Bishop Anselmo Magaya said it was disappointing that the government had failed to safeguard the life of Zimbabweans. He said developments in the ruling party indicate that no one is safe, and some of the people who have been part of the state-alleged atrocities have been isolated.
It is now clear that no one in this country, no matter what office they occupy, is safe. Nobody is safe.
Although the family secured a High Court order compelling the police and other security services to update the family on their investigations, Patson Zamara and the family lawyer Kenneth Masie said police had not provided any lead so far. Police spokesperson Senior Assistant Commissioner Charity Charamba could not be reached for comment. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.